Well, what do you think is going to happen getting more toward the whatever budget agreement we're going to see, either toward the either in a lame duck session or next year?
There we go, a lame duck session. These mythical lame duck sessions. These guys hate each other, sadly. They're going to come back in 3 weeks after an election with, you know, half these guys having lost, and they're going to get the votes to do something big. There's not a, I don't see any way. They'll kick the can no matter who wins, whether it's President Obama. If it's President Obama, they'll kick the can to February to keep the pressure up. And if it's President Romney, they'll kick the can to, you know, June, because a new president, you can't find the men's room for the first 4 months. You got, there's no staff, there's no people. I mean, it's in my opinion, absurd to think, I mean, absurd may be strong, but I don't see any way in the world they're actually going to do a lame duck budget deal. It's too many moving pieces. The relationships aren't there. The votes aren't there.
And in the longer term, the Republican idea is to overhaul Medicare and to place some kind of a limit on federal spending for Medicare, such as, well, Paul Ryan, premium support type
premium
models.
Premium support is Part D. You know, when we first designed Medicare Advantage was premium support. We had a big debate in the House. Premium support's the federal employee health benefits plan. I mean, there's people go crazy about vouchers. The concept of premium support needs another name. I mean, that is a reasonable way to fix the Medicare problem, phased in over the long term by age, where people like me at 54, you know, you start 10 years out, and you say, let's do premium support for people who are now under 55. You know, it's totally the right thing to do. I think many Democrats agree with that. Alice Rivlin was one of the first. Bob Reichshauer was one of the first big advocates of that. So the problem is these things get so politicized. You know, Part D was a horrible, the world as we knew it was going to end because we were going to pass Part D. It turned out to be, we had Senator Baucus, thank God, and Wyden and some bipartisan support. So, but many people at the time said, oh my God, Part D is the worst thing in the world. People can't remember who even did it now. It's worked out fine. Republicans were too dumb to take credit for it. Most Democrats like it. You know, the reality is this stuff gets intensely politicized. You need to raise the retirement age to 67. How many people out there know that the retirement age for Social Security is now 66? It got raised 1 month a year for the last 12 years. Nobody knows that. You retired 66 now in Social Security. Nobody noticed because it happened 1 year at a time for 12 years. You need to do the same thing for Medicare. You need to gradually move it to a premium support model so it looks more like the Federal Employee Health Benefits Plan. And you need to gradually put some, which is the way you're not limiting spending, you're just putting it under some kind of a rational, you know, non-open-ended fee-for-service entitlement. That's going to have to happen.
So under what political scenario could that possibly happen?
Well, there's a couple scenarios. If President Romney, if Governor Romney becomes president and you get a Republican Senate, Republican House, they may do so much that they're in for 2 years and blow themselves up. But they will cut spending. They will move to premium support. And they will do some pretty radical stuff on the, you know, on the entitlement side. Including, you know, I don't think they'll ever block grant Medicaid, but they, you know, look, what's a block grant? It's a waiver. You already got 27 states that have waivers. They'll waive everybody into kind of a per capita program on Medicaid. They'll do a lot of move towards premium support. They'll probably raise the retirement age. There'll be a lot of radical change. People may not like it. So that's one scenario. I think the other scenario is that I hope that President Obama in a second term, if he wins, will realize we've got a national fiscal crisis that should have been dealt with a couple years ago. And there's going to have to be a big deal, and big deals require compromise. And I don't think the relationships, sadly, are what they used to be, in my opinion, between the leadership. But Chuck, if you put Dave Camp, who's a great guy, in a room with Senator Baucus, who's a great guy, those two guys, you know, my scenario would be throw them in a room, close the door, you probably get a hell of a good result if you get other people to support it. So, you know, those are the two key players. Well, the chairman of Ways and Means, the chairman of Finance, they're both terrific moderates, very smart, know their stuff. If everybody just leave them alone, they could probably work out a deal. The issue is, can you get people to support it? So there's clearly room for a deal if you can get the political support for it.